We start preparing for the liturgy from tonight. We have a prayer called what? Vespers prayer, the night before the liturgy. And in the morning, we have an early morning matins prayer, again before the liturgy, and then we have the liturgy. So those two, the Vespers raising of incense and the morning raising of incense, are to prepare us for the liturgy. We're going to talk about the Vespers and the matins. Does anyone know what this is? Yes.
An
Agbeya. What is an Agbeya?
Prayer.
No, let me. Yes.
It's a prayer.
Prayer book. Yeah. Please come in. So this is an Agbeya. You guys all agree it's a prayer book. Okay. What is this? Yes. Well, same size as the Bible, but it's actually a liturgy book. Now we don't hold, in the old days, we didn't have as much technology, so we had books. So we use books, we still use books. Nothing wrong with books. These two books are very special. This one is for praying where? Ishbeya, where do we use it to pray?
At church.
At church, but also at home, right? Very important. In the morning, you pray in the morning, say good morning to the Lord, and at night before you sleep, you say, thank you, Lord, for this blessed day. And you pray at night. And there's in the middle, you could pray as well, at home. Where do we use this to pray at? Yes?
In the church.
In the church. So which is important, praying at home or at church? Yes?
Both.
Both, excellent. There's actually three churches. Right here, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 of us here. There's 10 churches. Each of you is a church. Because what is church? Church is where God is dwelling with his people. Everyone here has been baptized, and everyone here received the Holy Spirit in confirmation. So you're all, no, Jake, please sit here. You all received the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is dwelling on you. So we have now 12 churches. Each of you is a church. So that's the first church. Before there's any building, each of you, when you're baptized and confirmed, you're a church. Now you're home. You pray in your bedroom and you're praying with your parents. So your home converted to a church. So that's the second church. And the third is where we are now. Of course, this is also a church. So you have to pray individually at home or with your family at home. And we have to pray as a community together in communion at church. Yes?
Can we pray with our friends?
Yes, of course.
Because in the back thing, I didn't sleep
over
with Mark and Pierre and I prayed.
Great, excellent. That's right, because you're a church and they are two churches, so the three of you churches are praying together. Excellent. Okay, what's very amazing is when you come tonight, if you're attending Vespers online or in person, you'll notice that a lot of the same prayers that you pray at home, we're going to use in church. Especially for Vespers, we use a lot. We use 7 of the same prayers that you pray before you go to bed. We use them in the evening at church. Later we'll ask because we don't have much time. In the morning, 7 of the same prayers you pray in your morning prayer, we pray in the matins prayer at the early morning as well. So the more you learn how to pray at home, the more you can pray along at church. And the more you follow in church, it helps you to pray at home as well. So both are important. Just to show you real quickly, I think many of you know this, what's on the screen, this Coptic Reader app. Very useful app because all these books are in the app. So, for example, we go Ishbeya. We go 12th hour, which is the compline, what we pray at night. And I'll just show you. Our Father and the Thanksgiving Prayer. We start the prayer with that. Our Father, and let us give thanks. Same two prayers we start in Vespers. Then you'll notice a whole bunch of Psalm 50 for repentance, and typically about 12 psalms in the hours, and a gospel litany. Then you'll see, we said two that we're going to use in Vespers. Then you see, graciously accord, O Lord. We're going to pray that in Vespers. Trisagion, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Mother. We're going to pray that. Our Father, of course. Hail to you. Hail to St. Mary. introduction to the creed and the creed. So we do seven prayers at home, same seven prayers at Vespers. But of course at Vespers there's additional prayers that are Buna prayers. We're going to go through some basics real quick because we're only here for another 15 or 20 minutes. So pay attention and questions at the end. I'll stay around if anyone has questions at the end. When we start, when Abuna starts, I'm not an Abuna Madikin, but this same suit is used by Abuna as well. He enters the church, he bows down, and he opens the curtain. I'm not going to open it today, but he'd open the curtain, and he would say, let's see what Abuna would say. We're going to go. It's important that you guys learn how to use this app, by the way. So we're going to go to liturgies, and we're going to go to Vespers. And actually, before I show you, I'll just, when you swipe to the right, it'll show you the contents of that section. So I swipe to the right. It says, like we said, Our Father and Thanksgiving Prayer are at the very top. And then you see if I move forward, Graciously Accord, O Lord, just like in the Ishbeya. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Mortar, Trisagion, just like the Ishbeya. Our Father, like the Ishbeya. We'll talk about the doxologies in a minute. The doxologies start with the same prayer that we have in the Ishbeya. Hail to you, we ask you to Saint Mary. Then we have introduction to the creed and the creed. When Abuna first enters, like I said, he says, he usually says this in Coptic, and I encourage you to try, and I know you're not driving yet, to encourage your parents to try and come early. So you see when Abuna comes in, bows down and says, he's saying, have mercy on us, O God the Father, the Pantokrator, all Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. And then we continue, Our Father. Let's try Our Father again, because not everyone was here. When we prayed in church, I want you all to pray along. No one should be trying to raise above the others, but also no one should be like whispering, whatever. We pray at home quietly or with the Lord directly, but when we're here, we're praying together as a community. So no one should be trying to be shy, or no one should be embarrassed, or no one should be also trying to outdo the other. We're a choir. We're singing together. So let's just try and pray the Lord's Prayer. You all know the Lord's Prayer, okay? Our Father, let's hear. Our Father, art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Excellent. See, if everyone in church prays like that, it would be excellent, okay? And then there's a part that we repeat often. I think some of you who serve as deacons know this, but we all hear this a lot. Abuna will say, and I'll ask Nathan to be the deacon, so I'll pretend to be Abuna. Shleel When it says people, we all have to do it. Okay, let's try Ketub Nem Mati so together. Ketub Nem Mati. Excellent. And you know, sometimes we say it exactly like that. Sometimes we say it a bit longer in festive seasons, like for Christmas and stuff like that, but we're just going to focus on the basics for today. Okay, so let's try that again. Instead of Nathan, anyone want to be the deacon? Okay. Shleel. No. It has to be. Epi prosavki.
Epi prosavki. Epi.
Excellent. Okay. Irene Pasi. Excellent. Okay.
What does those words mean?
Yeah. Does everyone know what Shleel means?
Let us pray.
Yeah. Exactly. And then when we say let us pray, the deacons remind everyone, okay, stand up for prayer. And then Abuna is blessing you all and saying, peace be with you all. You're coming to pray, make sure you're at peace. Actually, there's a part in Vespers where Abuna has a very sweet prayer for each of you. He says he wants each of you to have houses of prayer, houses of purity, and houses of blessing. So like we said, when you're here, you're praying together, but at home you're also praying, and your prayers lead to purity and blessings. So he's saying, peace be with you all, be at peace and get ready to enter prayer. And you also say to Abuna, and with your spirit. Okay? Like we said, we say the Lord's Prayer, then Abuna's going to pray the Thanksgiving Prayer, but you all know the Thanksgiving Prayer. He's going to chant it, and you all, now not out loud, but you all can, in your minds, quietly pray along with Abuna. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God. It's the same Thanksgiving prayer that you have. Okay. After the Thanksgiving prayer, we have what's called is the verses of the symbols. Why are they called verses of the symbols? Because we use the symbols when we play them. There's no trick questions. Okay? Do you guys know, like, we'll just do a small part, and if you're staying upstairs, make sure you sing it along. Again, it doesn't say priest or deacon. This says people. So we all should be doing this. Now, yes,
Vivi? Could we do the second paragraph? Because we learned about the house of angels.
Sure. Well, let's do the whole what's on the screen, okay? Do you want to do it in Coptic or English?
English.
English? English? Okay. Nathan, can you help us? Lord have mercy.
We
I know it in Coptic.
The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Holy and co-essential Trinity. Hail to the church, the house of the angels. Hail to the Virgin who gave birth to our Savior.
And it's important, let's not rush it. We don't drag it too long either, but let's not rush it, but let's say it in a pace so that we can all, again, we're not all trying to outdo each other louder or softer, we're all trying to be together. So let's do it one more time together. I'll do Kyrie Eleison and then we switch to English.
Kyrie Eleison, we worship the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Holy and co-essential Trinity. Hail to the Church, the house of the angels. Hail to the Virgin who gave birth to our Savior.
Very good. Okay? So, this hymn, almost all year round, we sing it. Just during, for example, the weekdays of Lent, because during the weekdays of Lent, we don't usually use the symbols. So instead of singing this whole hymn, we jump kind of right to the end of it. But it's a beautiful hymn that's chanted. And there's verses that we add depending on the saints of the day. For example, if it's anyone know any saint? Who's anyone's favorite saint? No one has any saints you like?
Yeah, I do. I like fruits.
No, saints.
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 Like Saint Paul,
Saint Paul the first anchorite.
Oh, how about archangels?
Or archangels.
Mm-hmm. No, archangel Michael.
We like talked about the intercession.
I like
Michael. Michael, yes. I like Michael.
I like
all of them, yeah. So you'll see, this is basically we're greeting all the saints. Now, not every single saint. We're greeting the saints, the angels, especially the saints. Like here, we're in the Church of St. Paul the Anchorite and St. Anthony. So especially when we're praying here, you for sure we're going to say the verse for St. Anthony and St. Paul, which is, let's just do that one because we're in their chapel.
Hail, the second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's do.
St. Mary.
Yeah. Hail to our Father Abba, Anthony the Lamp of Monasticism. Hail to our Father Abba Paul, the beloved of Christ. So we're greeting all the saints as appropriate. Okay. Then so far, we're still at the very beginning of Vespers. Okay. So we prayed the Lord's Prayer. Then what did we pray after the Lord's Prayer? Thanksgiving prayer. Practically every service in our church starts with the Lord's Prayer and the Thanksgiving Prayer. Then we said greetings to the saints in this beautiful verses of the symbols. And then at night time, we're going to... Yes, Nathan?
Why is it important to say the Thanksgiving Prayer?
Why? Yes.
Because you're thanking God?
Yes. For what?
For everything.
For everything? For just the good things?
No.
You're thanking Him for things like, say I fell, I'm also thanking Him?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, because He still protected me. He, even if something bad happens to me, He's still there. He's allowed it to happen for my benefit. So we thank Him for everything, like you said. Excellent. What else? Good? Okay. So we said the Lord's Prayer, Thanksgiving Prayer. We did the verses and symbols. Now we're in evening, right? Right now, Nathan?
Everybody listen.
In evening, we're about to go to bed. Okay? Right? After we get home, we're going to go to bed. So we're going to go to sleep. There's people who have preceded us in departure who we say they fell asleep in the Lord. Meaning, like, I have grandparents who departed. Many of us have grandparents or aunts and uncles even who have departed. We're going to pray for them. Or we're going to remember them and pray for them. Why are we praying for someone who's already departed? Yes.
To thank him.
To thank them, but also, like, if they're not here anymore, like, why? I think they are actually here, right? They're not physically here, but their spirits are still alive in the Lord in paradise, right? So the church, we said, is not just, you know, this building. The church actually, we believe, have two parts. We're here, we're called the struggling church. Struggling to make it up there. They're already up there, so they're called the victorious church. So there's the victorious church and the struggling church, but we're all one church. We pray for them, they also pray for us. Saint Mary, we always ask for her intercession. We say, through the prayers of Saint Mary, O Lord, forgive us our sins. Through the prayers of the Archangel Michael, O Lord, forgive us our sins. And then through the prayers of all these saints, Saint Anthony and Saint Paul, Lord, forgive us our sins. So we pray for them, and they pray for us. So there's a prayer of the departed, where Abuna asks for any of our relatives, for example, or ones we know who have fallen asleep, meaning who have departed in the Lord. And any deacons want to try the response for it? Okay. So I'm going to just do this last part. Abuna says, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Remember, O Lord, the souls of your servants who have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren.
Pray for our fathers and brethren who have fallen asleep and reposed in the faith of Christ since the beginning.
And then you continue, our holy fathers.
Our holy fathers, the
archbishops. Go ahead.
The archbishops, our fathers, the bishops of our fathers, the hegumens, our fathers, the priests, our brethren, the deacons, our fathers, the monks, and our fathers, the laymen. And for all
the full repose of
Christians, that Christ our God may repose all their souls in paradise of joy, and we too accord mercy unto us, and forgive us.
Now slow down at that. And forgive us our sins. Try it like that. And forgive us our sins. Okay, now people, let's hear the rest. Lord have mercy. Again, Lord have mercy. Excellent job. Abuna continues, and there's a part that he's saying He's saying, oh God, as the good one and lover of mankind, graciously accord, O Lord, to repose and forgive them, your servants. Meaning, if someone has passed away, Abuna is still like asking, like your grandfather, my grandfather, my dad, we're still asking the Lord for them. Your servants, the Orthodox Christians who are in the whole world. Then he says, he's holding the Albuna. He's holding the censer. There's nothing in it, but Abuna would be holding it with the coal, obviously, in it. And he says, from the east, we're looking towards the east, to the west.
But aren't
east is this
way? East is this way.
Oh, no, yeah.
From the east to the west. And from the north to the south. What did he just do with the shoria?
The sign of the cross.
Yes. From the east to the west. And from the north to the south. Sometimes in other translations, east is where the sun comes up and west is where the sun goes down. So sometimes it's read from sunrise to sunset and from north to south. But the same idea. East, west, north, south. At that part, also we ask one of the deacons to bring the box that has incense. Thank you. Bring the incense box, and Abuna will put.
Oh, sorry, it's not incense.
Incense. It's right.
Incense.
Bukhur in Arabic, incense in English. Okay. So, without this, sorry.
So they have this spoon that they just like.
Yeah, and Abuna will just take
some and
scoop. He'll put some on the fire, on the coal.
But why would he do that?
Because if you don't put this, the fire on the coal will not have a pleasant aroma. It won't smell nice. This is what gives the incense. This is what gives the smell. And we're sending up, it's like we're sending up our prayers to the Lord, and we're sending up our thanksgiving to the Lord. And so when he puts something sweet like this on the coal, then it lifts up and goes up high, so we see it
with a nice smell.
With a nice smell.
Is this like a mini church?
Yes, yeah. And we used to pray here a lot. Fortunately, now with COVID, we can't have too many people here, so we haven't been praying too often here.
Was the chapel the first?
Yes, this is, you're sitting in the first church in Ottawa. Excellent.
Good. Was the first one?
Yes, yeah.
In all of Ottawa?
Yes. Well, St. Mary's Church, this whole church, but before we had the building upstairs, we were praying down here. So this like altar is a very...
How do you get down here?
No, it's like,
we'll talk about those questions later.
There's
like
stairs,
folks,
there's stairs to get
yes,
from
yes, yes.
Well, there's no like upstairs.
It wasn't built yet, but now it's built, thank God. Okay, so let's keep going, guys. So we said we're at the Litany of the Departed. Can you see where I'm highlighting?
Mm-hmm.
Then after it, we're going to pray a lot of the same prayers that you should be praying at home in your Izbaya. So you should be, let's just take this part, for example. Try and pray along. When we're upstairs, we should also try and pray along. Ready? Graciously accord, Lord, to keep us this night without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, God of our fathers, and exceedingly blessed and glorified be your name forever. Amen. Okay, I'm going to skip the rest. This one's a very easy one, you should all know. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who has born of the Virgin. Mercy on him. Holy God, holy, holy immortal, who was crucified, mercy upon us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, who rose from the dead and ascended in heaven, have mercy upon us. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the age of the ages. Amen. Excellent. So keep up your prayers and the Lord's Prayer now. When we're home, yes, exactly, the doxologies. Remember at the beginning we said hello to the saints. What was that called? What were we saying? Verses of the?
Symbols.
Symbols. I should have brought some symbols. Now there's
what,
a...
What does the symbols look like?
You know, it's symbols like, are two circles. Symbols.
I have them.
In Arabic it's called a def. Yeah.
And also I have a triangle as well.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I have
this. Okay. So
I don't like the two circles
yeah,
and
my yes,
triangle.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the chant we did at the very beginning of Vespers. We come in, just like when I come in, I say, oh, hello, Michael, and I say hello to everyone. We did the verses of the symbols. Hello, St. Mary. Hello, Archangel Michael. Hello, St. Mark. Hello, St. Anthony. Hello, St. Paul. Now we're going to do a different hymn. This hymn starts with the exact same prayer that we pray together at the... we pray it together in the Ijbeir. Okay? So, the first few parts, we pray it as a regular, and then we start into the chant. Okay, so we'll just do this part, and then we'll finish. In Christ Jesus our Lord, hail to you, we ask you, Saint full of glory, the ever-virgin Theotokos, the Mother of Christ. Then we all keep going. Lift up our prayers unto your beloved Son, that he may forgive us our sins. Okay? We won't do the rest of it, but... That's for St. Mary, and we can continue for different saints, and then we conclude this prayer. Basically, that's the part of Vespers.
So, like, the doxologies are like, how do you say hi to the saints?
No, the verses of the symbols was saying hi to the saints. Now we're learning about the asking for their help and learning about their life. That's what the doxologies
Wait, but
are.
Isn't learning about their life is like going maybe...
In the Synaxar and stuff like that?
No, like what I'm saying, like maybe it's like how I study, like.
Yeah. No, I'll just
like
show you quickly.
How I study maybe like the Stone Age, the Ice Age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is like for Saint George. You all know about Saint George, okay? Saint George. When we read his doxology, it says, Saint George completed 7 whole years being judged daily by 70 lawless kings. It's telling the history of Saint George. They could not change his mind, nor his soul. It's telling about everything Saint George. And then it ends with, pray to the Lord on our behalf, O struggle bearer and martyr, my Lord, the Prince Saint George, that he may forgive us our sins. So we learn a bit of their story, condensed, of course, and then we ask for their help. I'm just going to finish up real quick because we're running a bit late. After we say we exalt you, the Mother of the True Light, and after we say we believe in one God, then Abuna holds up 3 candles and does a very deep special prayer asking for mercy. He says it in Coptic usually, Ibn O-T-99, or God have mercy upon us, settle mercy upon us, have compassion upon us. Each time it's important when you see people that we're people, we have to say, Amen, hear us, Amen, bless us, keep us, and help us, Amen. Excellent. So the main point of tonight, if you forget everything else, it's when you see people that you're the people that you have to join in. Okay? Then is the litany for the gospel. So we usually turn on the chandeliers and the deacons get ready with candles. We pray.
Like we
have
today?
Yeah, we do for every service.
Yes.
And once we pray. Go ahead. Once we read the gospel, then...
Yeah, your mom's upstairs.
Then we conclude the prayer service, unless Abuna's going to give us a talk. So that's Vespers in a quick overview. And Matins has a very similar structure. I think we'll stop here, guys, and I'll stick around if you guys have any questions, okay? Can we, maybe Uncle can lead us in a short prayer? Uncle Nathan.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and God, amen. Through the intercession of St. Mary, St. Anthony, St. Paul, and all your saints and our angels, may you serve us exemplary, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and thy as is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass
Osiensis, Lingering Rock Temptation, Blairs of Evil, Christ is Saint.
The power of the glory.
So your parents might be waiting, so go ahead and put your shoes on. Mm-hmm. If you need help finding them, we can help you find your parents, okay?
Sorry, I'm here.
Good job listening, guys. God bless.
Bye. Mm-hmm.